Hello and welcome to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Dr. Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. And produced in the studios of WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. I'm Jeff White. This is edition NWS 805 for release on Sunday, July 28, 2024. On the program today, radio in Trinidad and Tobago, and more historical radio recordings from South American radio stations. Some years ago, the editor-in-chief of WaveScan, Dr. Adrian Peterson, was sent a document by listener Richard Chen in Trinidad with some of the radio history of the islands of Trinidad and Tobago in the West Indies. We've searched back through the WaveScan archives, and as far as we can see, we've never covered the topic of broadcasting in that country. So, to put that right, and partially using the information from Richard, here's Ray Robinson in Los Angeles.
Thanks, Jeff. The islands of Trinidad and Tobago can be found at the extreme southern end of the chain of islands known collectively as the West Indies, with Trinidad at its closest point lying less than 7 miles off the coast of Venezuela. Trinidad is by far the larger of the two islands, roughly rectangular in shape, about 50 miles long from north to south and 37 miles wide from east to west. The other main island, Tobago, lies off the northeast corner of Trinidad, separated by a 20-mile-wide strait. Tobago's 25 miles long and approximately 7 miles wide. The total area of both islands combined is just under 2,000 square miles, with a population of about 1.5 million. Initially, the islands were colonized by Spain after the arrival of Christopher Columbus in 1498. In 1797, the Spanish governor surrendered the islands to a British fleet, and they were formally ceded to Britain in 1802. They were unified as a single country in 1889, obtained independence in 1962, and became a parliamentary republic in 1976. Interestingly, the largest ethnic grouping in Trinidad and Tobago is Indian, not West Indian, but East Indian, from India, followed by African and then people from various other backgrounds. And unlike most Caribbean nations and territories which rely heavily on tourism, the economy in Trinidad and Tobago is primarily industrial, with much of the nation's wealth being derived from its large reserves of oil and natural gas. The official language is English, but the most common spoken language is a type of Creole. Richard Chen informs us that radio of a sort first came to Trinidad in 1935, when Rediffusion Trinidad Limited acquired the rights to wired radio distribution in Trinidad. This was a small, single-program wired relay company, which covered the capital city of Port of Spain and the surrounding areas. The service was later expanded to cover the entire developed northern area of the island, plus the principal town in the south, San Fernando. In 1946, Rediffusion Trinidad Limited formed a subsidiary, the Trinidad Broadcasting Company Limited, or TBC, and through that company, on August 31, 1947, Radio Trinidad was inaugurated. Radio Trinidad operated on shortwave with the call sign VP4RD, using 500 watts on either 9625 or 6085 kHz. Initially, it was on the air from 7 to 9 a.m., 12 to 2 p.m., and 4 to 11 p.m. local time, and its programming contributed much to local community service. It always endeavoured to provide ample coverage of special national functions, as well as relays of international events live via satellite. In 1950, a medium wave channel was added with 2 kilowatts on 1295 kilohertz, and broadcast hours expanded to 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. In 1952, the medium wave channel was changed to 790 kilohertz and given a power boost to 5 kilowatts. Also, a 90-meter tropical band frequency was added on 3275 kHz for the evening programming. In 1957, the medium wave channel was changed again. Two Redifon G162 10 kilowatt transmitters were installed operating in parallel on 730 kHz, so that together they produced a power output of 20 kilowatts, which was sufficient for coverage of the whole country. And shortly after the power increase on medium wave was implemented, the use of shortwave frequencies for coverage of Trinidad and Tobago was abandoned. The program format of Radio Trinidad saw many changes over the years. Initially, it mainly relied on British content, with many BBC variety, music and drama programs filling the schedule, as well as BBC News four times daily. After independence in 1962, the station started to reflect a more national concept, with local steel drum and calypso music, call-in shows, much more local news, locally produced gospel programs, Indian music, and programming built around local personalities. Here's a DX catch of Radio Trinidad on 7:30 from December 1966. Meanwhile, a second program was added to the wired service, as well as ReadyTune music and a public address system. But the two-program wired service was finally terminated in 1974, when Rediffusion Trinidad Limited decided to focus more on the sale and rental of television sets, video recorders and other electronics. In 1958, TBC had launched the very first FM transmitter in Trinidad, with programming of Radio Trinidad with 250 watts on 95.1 MHz, in parallel to the medium wave outlet on 730 kHz. The following year, the power of the FM was increased to 1 kilowatt. The medium wave transmitters were located at Coronai, about 10 miles from Port of Spain, and the FM one was sited on Cumberland Hill, at an elevation of 1,080 feet above sea level. And then on March the 14th, 1976, TBC used the FM frequency to split programming and launch a second station, Radio 95 FM Stereo. This second station was intended to provide hi-fi stereo music as an alternative to Radio Trinidad's AM service. It initially used a mostly automated system with no presenters other than for the hourly newscasts. In 1982, the FM transmitter was also increased to 20 kilowatts to give broad area coverage. And then on January the 1st, 1991, TBC launched a second FM station called Tempo 105 to cater to local music and sports. Beginning in 1993, many more FM stations were launched and the market became quite crowded. In consequence, TBC modified the formats of all three of their stations. Radio Trinidad became more exclusively gospel-oriented and changed its name to Inspirational Radio 7:30 AM. On Radio 95, presented shows with local personalities were introduced, with mainly rhythm and blues, R&B music. The name was changed to Rhythm Radio 95.1 FM, and it was the most listened to station in Trinidad in the early to mid-1990s. But in 1998, the station switched format again, this time to soft rock and pop, which it felt was underserved in the market, thus presenting a commercial opportunity. Along with the format switch came another name change, this time to 95.1 FM The Rock. And in 1993, the third station, Tempo 105, became Caribbean Tempo 105 FM, with more Caribbean music included for a broader appeal. In 1995, TBC bought the 106.1 FM frequency from the Caribbean Communications Network group of companies, and on September the 26th, 1995, Sangeet 106.1 was launched with 25 kilowatts, with programming to cater to the needs of the Indian population. This station also used the Maraval Road studios of TBC and played the current hit Indian music. Thus, at the turn of the century, TBC, with a permanent staff of some 50 employees, was operating four stations. On 7:30 AM, they had gospel, religious, Christian programming. On 95.1 FM, there was rock and pop music. On 105 FM, Caribbean music and sports. And on 106.1 FM, Indian ethnic programming. Richard Chen's information only covered the TBC group, but we can also add that in 1954, an American Armed Forces Radio Service, AFRS station, began operating from a US naval base in Trinidad on 600 kHz with 50 watts. This station identified as WVDI Trinidad. Also in 1958, a second private commercial station, Radio Guardian, was given a license to operate with the call sign VPL6 from Port of Spain on 610 kHz AM with 10 kilowatts and on 89.9 MHz FM with 250 watts, which changed the following year to 98.9 MHz FM. Given the proximity of the channels, Radio Guardian on 610 and AFRS on 600, the latter chose to move to the other end of the AM band, switching to 1550 kHz with 1 kilowatt. But the last listing for the AFRS station in Trinidad appears to be in 1967. Radio Guardian's transmitter was later increased to 50 kilowatts, becoming a powerhouse flamethrower at the southern end of the West Indies. They also added a secondary FM frequency on 100 MHz in Trinidad and a 20 kilowatt FM transmitter on 91.1 MHz in Tobago for national coverage on FM. By the year 2000, other stations on the FM band were Gem Radio Network on 93.1, Wii FM on 96.1, Music Radio 97, Power 102, an Indian community station on 103, and Prime Radio on 106. In the early 2000s, most stations adopted 24-hour programming, and the BBC World Service opened stations in both Port of Spain, Trinidad, and Scarborough, the principal town on the island of Tobago. Both were launched on 98.7 FM and are still operating today. The last listing for Radio Guardian's medium-wave transmitter on 610 kHz was in 2007, when it was shown as inactive. And the last listing for Radio Trinidad on 730 kHz was in 2016. These days, all radio broadcasting in Trinidad and Tobago is on FM. The 2024 World Radio TV Handbook lists 8 national private networks and more than 20 individual single transmitter stations with output powers ranging up to 100 kilowatts. Right from the start in 1947, Radio Trinidad was a reliable verifier of reception reports, sometimes by QSL card and sometimes by letter. And later, Radio Guardian also issued its own QSL cards. Back to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Ray. Next week, Ray Robinson will be taking a look at AFN Europe and its early beginnings from 1943 to 1946. But today on Wavescan, we continue a special series of recordings from Jonathan Marks's Media Network Vintage Vault. These recordings are made by Dutch DXer Martin van Delft and made available to Jonathan Marks through another Dutch DXer, Max van Arnhem. These are recordings of radio stations in South America. Last week we had recordings mostly from Brazil. Let's continue now with part two of the tape.
LR4, Radio Splendid, Buenos Aires.
Transmiten ZP1 y ZPA1, Radio Nacional, Asunción, Paraguay. A continuación vamos a difundir versiones grabadas de la Orquesta y Coro de Ray Conniff.
Emisoras Paraguay, Frecuencia Internacional, Potencia Continental en Radio. Más fácil de oír en todo el país, onda media 1300 kilociclos. Ondas cortas 49 metros, 6015 kilociclos. Alcance internacional, para más calidad tonal, frecuencia modulada 105 megaciclos.
Aquí ZP7 y ZPA7, Radio Guaraní en Asunción, República del Paraguay. Desde sus estudios, ubicados en Avenida José Félix Bogado y Batallón 40, en Asunción del Paraguay, y a través de su estación en onda media, ZP7 en 730 kHz y ZPA7 en 19 metros 74 centímetros onda corta, 15.210 kHz. Radio Guaraní, acento vivo de la raza en el corazón de América.
Transmite ZYC47, Rádio Cultura da Bahia. Ondas médias 1120 kHz. Ondas curtas de 31 metros em 9.595 kHz. ondas curtas de 49 metros em 6.155 kHz. Frequência modulada 101.3 MHz. Salvador, Bahia, Brasil.
Para sua informação, a notícia autêntica. Rádio Sociedade da Bahia. Tensão noticiosa local, nacional, internacional.
RA8, Rádio Clube de Pernambuco, Brasil. Transmitindo em onda média na frequência de 720 kHz e ondas curtas nas faixas de 49 e 25 metros, nas frequências respectivas de 6.015 e 11.865 kHz. Senhoras e senhores, fazemos uma pausa em nossas atividades, prometendo voltar ao ar logo mais às 4h55 com a nossa primeira grande atração. Aos ouvintes, desejamos um sono tranquilo e reparador. Bom dia.
Em duas letras, RT, você tem Maxi Music.
Com amor, muito amor, neste dia juntinho a você. Tamandaré, Maxi Música.
So much sorrow. You came into tomorrow.
Jornal do Comércio, Recife, a capital do Nordeste.
Rádio Record Sociedade Anônima, PRB9, ondas médias 1000 kHz. PRB20, frequência modulada 92.1 megaciclos. PRB22, ondas curtas 9.505 kHz. São Paulo, Brasil.
Eu sou a Rádio Globo, estou de novo em seu lar. Estive fora do ar, mas não tive jeito de te avisar, ia, ia. Estava com saudade, mas não podia falar.
Eu também te procurei, mas não pude te encontrar. Rádio Globo, Rádio Globo, eu queria tanto te escutar.
Então vamos juntos outra vez naquela comunicação. Rádio Globo e o ouvinte, coração a coração.
Eu já voltei, voltei, estou aqui. Eu sou a Rádio Globo, estou de novo em seu lar. Estive fora do ar, mas não tive jeito de te avisar, ia, ia. Estava com saudade, mas não podia falar.
Eu também te procurei, mas não pude te encontrar. Rádio Globo, Rádio Globo, eu queria tanto te escutar.
Então vamos juntos outra vez naquela comunicação. Rádio Globo e o ouvinte, coração a coração.
Eu já voltei, voltei, estou aqui.
Transmitindo via Embratel, Sistema Globo de Rádio. Controle Mestre, Praia do Russel, Guanabara.
Sistema Globo de Rádio unindo o som.
This is Globo Broadcasting System, Master Control, Russell Beach 434, Rio de Janeiro, Brasil. Aqui, habla el Sistema Globo de Radiodifusión. Control General, Playa de Russell 434, Rio de Janeiro, Brasil.
PRG9, esta é a Rádio Nacional de São Paulo, 1.100 kHz. PRG9, 1.100 kHz.
Globo no ar.
No Brasil.
Brasil e no mundo, o seu repórter nacional. E por hoje nós estamos conversados. O Futebol Comunicação vai ter sequência amanhã ao meio-dia. Até lá e lembre-se, falou esporte, falou nacional. Falou esporte, falou nacional. A Rádio Nacional de São Paulo abre espaço para o Futebol Comunicação. Em ritmo de Brasil 2000, estamos iniciando mais um programa da equipe nacional de esporte.
Meia sete zero. Excelsior. A máquina do som.
You've just heard some historical recordings of radio stations in South America made by Dutch DXer Martin van Delft and brought to us via Jonathan Marks's media network Vintage Vault, which you can find on the internet. There are still more South American recordings to come, and we'll have them on the program next week. Finally on WayScan today, back in the 1950s, there was a passenger rail service that ran down the west coast of Trinidad from Port of Spain in the north to San Fernando in the south. This song by Johnny Duncan and the Bluegrass Boys commemorates the occasion in 1957 of the last running of that train service. Thanks for listening to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio, researched and written in Indianapolis by Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. Next week, AFN Europe, the early years, and our Japan DX report. WaveScan is heard weekly on KSDA in Guam, AWR relays in various locations, WRMI in Florida, WWCR in Tennessee, Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia, and IRRS Italy. Send reception reports directly to the station you're listening to. Reports for KSDA and other AWR sites should go to qsl@awr.org. Other correspondence, not reception reports, can be sent to wavescan@yahoo.com. I'm Jeff White at WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. Till next week, good listening, everyone.
Last train.
To San Fernando.
Last train.